Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are reading our devotional here from the Suffer Well devotional series. And we've come to a certain point in our devotionals where it's a call today to slow down on listening to man and speed up on listening to our Creator and who we're putting first. And the question is today is, who are we truly learning from? Yes, we can glean a lot from these devotionals. We can understand a lot from man's teachings. But it's our Creator's word that should be the one teaching us, and it shouldn't be needed to have these times of gatherings and fellowships where we need it to learn from man, because we have Yahweh's word and we have Him in our lives, and it's Him and Him alone that we should be learning from. So it's a time for us to realize that and remember who we're putting first in our lives as we read this today. So I'm going to read the devotional, and then I'm going to do a little teaching on this. And in our devotional here today, we're going to be looking at several different scriptures, but let us not get away from the important concept of what we're speaking about today, because this is a time and an opportunity to grow closer to our wonderful Creator. So, we offer these devotions as a guide, and as always, the mind is what needs to be guided first. These writings are inspired by the Spirit, and contained within them are biblical patterns or blueprints that must be consistent with Yahweh's character and must always bring glory to Him. Otherwise, they are just personal with no lasting power. Two distinct patterns are important to emphasize in this season. One has just now been unfolding. It is the idea that hearing the still small voice, the other, which upholds the first, is that you do not need man to teach you. We will unwrap the latter first and then unpack the revelation of the former. Who is your teacher? But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same as the anointing teaches, you're concerning all things and is true and is not a lie. And just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. 1 John 2:27. There is a fine line between doctrines of man and scriptural truth. The fine line is truth itself. And this we say of the entirety of this body of work as well. If it is not from the Spirit of Truth, John 16:13, then it amounts to the doctrines and commandments of man, Mark 7:7. You do not need that anyone teach you. If truth is spiritually discerned, then it stands to reason that truth can only be revealed by the Spirit, not man. Although man might point out the truth, only the Spirit in you can filter spiritual information, and only the Spirit in you can validate the authenticity of it. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with scriptural, or with spiritual with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of Almighty, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:13 to 14. Many problems arise when you are seeking, and if you're willing to receive it, it's because you have been spiritually lazy and would rather have other man tell you their version of truth, rather than discern for yourself by listening for the whispers of the Holy Spirit. It is up to you to hear what the Spirit is saying to you. Only the Spirit is needed to learn of the truth, and only the Spirit in you can speak the truth. How does Yahweh speak? But Yahweh was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But Yahweh was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake, a fire. But Yahweh was not in the fire, and after the fire, a still, small voice. 1 Kings 19, verses 11 and 12. We have embarked upon a new season in our time together. The Spirit has led us to this place. We would continue to dance the heavenly dance. Maybe some of you will learn of a new rhythm, a new dance, and receive a new revelation. Break away from anything in your life that is not causing you to rely on the words of man in order to hear the voice of Yahweh. It is time to move past feelings and knowing. Yes, even if it requires more time away from devotions, you need to hear for yourself. It's time to learn to cultivate that voice within, the still small voice, and to follow His guidance through the Spirit manifesting in you. We know you hear His voice in these devotions, but you need to go beyond. You must discover which specific part of the body you represent. Speak these words to Him and listen. You and I, Yahweh, with your Son, my perfecter, and your Spirit, my guide, I need to know who I am in you and who you are in me. I need to know you so I might find my true self. Won't you pray this prayer? Won't you do more than just pray it? And won't you be still and listen for the still small voice? The still, only speak into the quieted mind, small, causing you to put forth effort, voice, the will of Yahweh within you. Then after that, obey what He tells you and show Him that what He commands matters. That is this devotional today. And it is basically a call to make sure you're putting Yahweh first in your life. To make sure every spiritual thing that's feeding you will come from Him first. From Him first. A.W. Tozer said, as Yahweh is exalted in the right place in our lives, 1,000 problems are solved at once. And it's so true. So true. So we got to put Yahweh first in our lives always. Matthew 15, 18 says, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Revelations 2, 4 says, but I have this against you, that you have abandoned the first love that you had. We must never, ever let man or man's words, no matter how exciting they are in our lives, no matter how much they mimic Yahweh's holy word, replace Yahweh's word. We must never let man replace Yahweh. The greatest teachers in the world come close to Yahweh and His word. And Yahweh speaking to us. And it's time not only to hear us through Yahweh's, through our voice to hear Yahweh, but it's time to hear Yahweh directly. We need to think about this and putting Him first in your life. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do it all to the glory of Yahweh. All to the glory of Yahweh. Mark 12:30 says, love Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind and all your strength. Matthew 22:37, Yeshua replied, love Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. He gets the glory for everything. Everything. Hallelujah. Romans 11:36. Everything is from Him and by Him and for Him. Glory belongs to Him forever. To Him forever. Colossians 1:16 says, for in Him all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether those thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through Him and for Him, and we must run to Him first and always. And stop relying on man's doctrines. Stop relying on man's words. Stop relying on man's thoughts, feelings, and ideas, and take it all to Yahweh. Putting everything aside and having a direct communication with our Creator. People look at their cell phones and they go to certain areas and their cell phones aren't coming in clear, or their signal isn't strong. Well, it's very similar to our relationship with Yahweh. We get ourselves in certain areas of our lives, or we do certain things in our lives where the signal, the communication with Yahweh is not that strong. I'm sad to say our cell phones are more reliable in some people's lives in their communication with our Creator. Their cell phones might go out in a very short amount of time, but their communication with Yahweh is completely void. You need to put all that aside and put Yahweh first in your lives. I see people losing their cell phone and freaking out. When is the last time you freaked out because you lost your Bible? We must stop worshiping and idolizing our phones and our wallets and all these different things in our lives that we put before our Creator. We must put Him first. We must put Him first. Nothing should become before Him. John 15:15 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. John 15:16 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. And that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in the name, I may give it to you. We need to be in touch with him. We need to be in touch with him. There's nothing without him. Nothing without him. And we become a new creature. And that creature has a new leader. And the leader is him. We must understand the shepherd Yeshua says, follow me. And we must follow him. Ephesians 4:22-24 says, you were taught with reference to your former way of life to lay aside the old man who is being corrupted in accordance with deceitful desires, to be renewed by the Spirit in your mind, and to put on a new man who has been created in Yahweh's image, in righteousness and holiness. That comes from truth. There's only one way you can put him first, and that's accepting the wonderful gift that we get in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, the wonderful redemption that he gives us, and the opportunity to salvation that he makes way for us. 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, follow my example as I follow the example of Yeshua. The example of Yeshua, he went directly to his Father and he spoke to him. He wasn't looking for man to learn. He was looking for Yahweh to learn. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Yeshua and I no longer am who I once was, but now with Yeshua who lives in me. And the life I live now in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of Yahweh who loved me and gave himself to me. At Yeshua's life, at his most critical time in his life, right before he was about to be taken to the cross, in the garden, he got down and spoke to his Father. And then on the cross, he spoke to his Father. Forgive them, they know not what they do. He spoke to his Father. How often are you speaking to Yahweh and listening to that still voice? To be still and know that I am Yahweh, as his word calls out and says. 1 John 1:7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Yeshua, his Son, purifies us from all sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for his purifying blood. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33, we've heard it so many times, but we must live it. We must live it. Seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness above all things, and all will be provided for you. Seek first. 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 Jeremiah 2:33 says, does a young woman forget her jewelry? Does a bride hide her wedding dress? Yet for years on end, my people have forgotten me. And it says in Hosea, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge and forgetting me. Remember, it's time to be still and know that he is Yahweh and never depart from him. He has to be first in our lives, always. And we must listen. John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And we need to follow him. We need to follow him. It's not about confessing your sins to another man. It's not about asking forgiveness of another man. It's about going to our Creator. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from unrighteousness. I have brothers and sisters, and it's wonderful to be in fellowship with them. It's wonderful to study Yahweh's word with them, and it's helpful to confess our sins to them. But if we do any of that before going to Yahweh and speaking to him and learning from him. It's not the right pattern of Yahweh that he wants us to do. Proverbs 3:6 says, in everything you do, put Yahweh first and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success. Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. And Hebrews 12:2 says, fixing our eyes on Yeshua, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he has endured the cross, scorning and its shame, and sat down at the right hand to the throne of Yahweh. Hallelujah. So that's what we understand. We need to listen to our wonderful creator and understand the love that comes from listening to him, the importance of listening. And this is what we're telling you. We spent so much time listening to man, but now it's time to listen to Yahweh. To Yahweh and what Yahweh says in our lives. To him directly speaking to us. That's what he wants. Proverbs 25 says, a plan in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding draws it out. We must understand what Yahweh is telling us. Not in an interpretation from man, but directly from him. It says in James 1:9 that we should be quick to hear and slow to speak and slow to anger. Listening. We need to listen. It's a beautiful thing. It says in Psalms 81:8, hear, O my people, and I will admonish you, O Israel, and you would listen to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We listen to him. It says in Psalms 29:3-5, the voice of Yahweh is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over all mighty waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of the Elohim is majestic. The voice of Yahweh breaks the cedars. Yahweh breaks the pieces into cedars of Lebanon. Psalms 143:8 says, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way that I should go, for I entrust my life to you. Hallelujah. In silence, we hear that voice. Psalm 62:1, for Yahweh alone, my soul waits in silence, for he comes in my salvation. Hallelujah. So we need to get to that place where we're hearing from him, and then we're following, we're doing it. We walk in his light. We seek that narrow road, and we follow Yeshua because we hear his voice. His voice is what we seek to follow. And we learn from that, and we grow from that. And that's what we want to be. We want to learn and grow from him. Not just putting man before him and man's ideas and man's words before him, but to learn from our creator directly and his words and want to know what he wants to tell us to do. And then we grow in him where we become set apart. And then people can't even understand why we're thinking some things or doing some things. It says in Proverbs 4:5, get wisdom and understanding. Do not forget my words or turn from them. So when everyone's looking at you puzzled, is why would you make that choice? Because that's what my creator told me. And when we hear that voice, no one else understands, but we get it because it's a direct personal communication with our creator and a relationship that we have with him. And that in return, we give him that prayer time to seek for wisdom and pray for wisdom. It says in James 1:5, if you lack wisdom, let him ask Yahweh who gives generously to all who reproach, and it will be given to him. It doesn't say ask Siri or ask Alexa or ask your buddy. It says, no, ask Yahweh. Ask Yahweh. Psalms 51:6 says, surely you desire truth in the innermost being. You teach me wisdom in the innermost place. And that's what we want. And Romans 15:4 says, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. And Yahweh wrote them. Yahweh wrote the commandments. That's what we have to understand. And if we want to get to that place of comfort, peace, and joy that can only come through him, we must understand this and speak to him directly because he is the one that comforts us. He is the protector of us. And that's what we seek. That's what we desire. And that's where we should be. His comfort, his peace. And we need to speak to him and hear from him. So we need to pray to him. We need to not pray to man or man's ways or man things. No, but pray to the Creator. Many people put higher esteem their boss at work, or even their spouse in a relationship, or even their money, or whatever it is, above Yahweh, and they wonder why their prayers are not answered. It says to be in awe of Yahweh, the mighty hand of Yahweh that watches over us. He is the one that will protect us and help us. You know, I have some cats that are very wise. They know who's feeding them. They know if I'm feeding them or somebody else down the block feed them. And those are the houses they stay near. They stay near the ones that are feeding them. And I ask you today, who's feeding you? And whose house are you near? It's time we put our trust, not in man, but in Yahweh alone. It's time we put our trust in Yahweh alone. And we not be afraid, but we with joy. We've accepted everything Yahweh has for us. It says in Job 42:2, I know that you can do all things and no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Nothing that he promises us will come to void. We have this great gift that he offers us, but he wants us to trust in him at all times. He wants us to pour our hearts out to him. He wants us to remember he's our refuge. He's the comforter. He's the helper. He's the protector. And he's the provider. And he uses us to help others. He uses us to help ourselves. But he is the source. 2 Corinthians 1:4 and 5 says he comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When we are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort Yahweh has given us. For the more we suffer for Yeshua, the more Yahweh will shower us with his comfort through Yeshua. Do we hear that? Do we get that? That's it. And we need to pray to him and speak to him. Psalms 9 verse 10 says, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, O Yahweh, have not forsaken those who seek you. And I love in Job with all he's been through. And all he went through, he says, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. I will maintain my, it says in Job 13:15. I will trust in him. Even when his own wife was trying to tell him to curse Yahweh, he said, no, I will put my trust in him. And all things are possible to him who believes, Mark 9:20. Tell him to. That's what we must do. Take our prayers to Yahweh. It says we don't understand now or realize now what he's doing, but later we'll understand, John 13:7. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things Yahweh works for the good and those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So we must trust in him. We must trust in him. So I ask you all now, when you speak to him, to say the prayers that are found, the scriptures, the Bible is literally a book of instructions and a book of prayers. That's what it is. It's a book of instructions and a book of prayers. That's what we get. We listen to the instructions and we pray for more wisdoms. We seek all of that. And we see the wonderful Psalms and a proverb, Psalms 139, 23, 24. Search me, Yahweh, know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offers you. That offend you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. How many of you can speak that and say that to Yahweh? Psalms 25 verses 4 to 7. Teach me your ways, O Yahweh. Make them known to me. Teach me to live according to your truth. For you are my God who saves me. I always trust in you. Remember, O Yahweh, your kindness and your consistent love which you have shown from a long ago. Forgive the sins and errors of my youth. In your consistent love and goodness, remember me, Yahweh. Psalms 19:13 says, keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me, that I will be blameless, innocent in a great transgression. And then we pray for this wonderful prayer in Psalms 119:34-35. Give me understanding so I may keep your Torah and obey with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commandments, for there I find the light. And we've spoken so much how that's the missing key. People aren't seeking our Creator. They're not desiring to do his word. Psalms 86:11 says, teach me your way, O Yahweh, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He gives us strength. He gives us help. He gives us protection. He gives us healing. He forgives us. He gives us guidance. He's not asking anything for us but to come to him and put him first. Put him first. That's what he wants in our lives, to pray to him. It says in Psalms 119:28, my soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Ask and you shall receive, but ask with the right attitude. Ask with the right attitude. Psalms 119:28, Ephesians 3:14-16 says, for this reason I bow my knees and I pray to the Father, for it is in him that every family in heaven and on earth has its name. I pray that because of the riches of his shining greatness, he will make you strong with power in your hearts through the Holy Spirit. Everything we've been talking about here. Psalms 40:13, rescue me, Yahweh, come quickly and help me. Psalms 55:1-2, listen to my prayer. Do not ignore me. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts are trouble me, and I am distraught. Rescue me, O Yahweh, Psalms 141:2, from evildoers, and protect me from the violent. In my despair, I need healing. Jeremiah 17:14, heal me, Yahweh, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. Psalm 6:2 says, have mercy on me, O Yahweh, for I am faint. Heal me, Yahweh, my bones are in agony. Forgive me, because of your great mercy, wipe away my sins. Wash away all my evil, Psalms 51:1-2. Guide me, Psalms 31:3, since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead me and guide me. And we look at Daniel 2:23. I thank and praise you, Yahweh, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what is we ask of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it is my call to everyone listening right now to stop listening to me, stop listening to these devotions, and put Yahweh first, to shut your Bible, to turn off your radio, to shut the computer, and to get on your knees and have peace and quiet and just say, speak to me, speak to me, speak to me, speak to me, and don't get up until you hear from him. Don't turn on anything until you hear from him. Have faith, trust, and let him lead your way. All right, everybody, thank you. Thank you for hearing this today, and have a blessed day out there today. Yahweh be with you and bless you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
What is our hope in life and death? Christ alone. Christ alone, what is our only confidence? That our souls to him belong, who holds our days within his hand. What comes apart from his command, and what will keep us to the end? The love of Christ in which we stand. Oh, sing.